T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wanted to go out on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Our friend Lee Sterling is there, a professional handicapper. His website, ParamountSports.com, is where you can get all the info. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports as well. And we have him on every now and then, pick some games. And I figured no better time to talk a little extra gambling. It's championship weekend, and we're in Vegas.
And like, we need some help.
And we need some help. So we'll bring him on, and we'll see what he's doing. Do you like, and Lee Sterling is with us, do you like Las Vegas, Lee?
Oh, I love it. I mean, what's there not to like?
Some gamblers, I don't know, like some gamblers don't love, like I used to love Vegas more back in the day when it was the only place I could gamble on sports. Now, you know, you can do it on your phone in your bathroom if you feel like it. But yeah, Vegas to me is the real motherland.
It's definitely changed. I mean, I started going out there when I was a kid, and especially in high school, you know, before the internet, I'd go out there with my dad and a bunch of his friends. They would take a junket. I think they went for like over 25 years. They would go to Vegas or Tahoe for 4 days before the Super Bowl, and then wherever the Super Bowl was, they would go. And we're talking about 10 or 12 guys, and they're all getting comped. There was one time we're in a suite, and we get off the elevator, and the next elevator, same time, out walks Sammy Davis Jr., and we're starting to walk into our room. And he's like, you guys are staying here? And the guys are like, yeah. He goes, that's the suite I usually get. He walked in and played the piano for us for probably over an hour. So
that's one of the greatest celebrity run-ins I've ever heard.
I mean, some of the greatest things happened, you know. I mean, there was times you had to wear a jacket getting in to the Bacchanal dining room in Caesars back in the day. If you didn't have a jacket, I mean, no matter who you were, you weren't getting in. So things have certainly changed. Yeah, I like playing, you know, at my house. I sit there in my man cave, and I've got my computers out, and I'm wagering on games. That's much easier. But there's nothing like, I like the Super Bowl, but my favorite time is March Madness, where all the games are going on and all the craziness is going on, usually with the final, you know, endings to some of these games. So March Madness is still my favorite time to go out to Vegas.
Hey, Lee, you play table games? Sometimes handicappers don't play table games.
I do a little bit, but I'll only play like blackjack, and I'll play only, you know, if it's with two decks. You know, I don't like to play with a six-deck shoe. You know, you go, there's some places now, they're not even giving you decent odds playing blackjack. You know, craps once in a while, but usually do it with friends to have fun. But if you play for many, many hours, many days, you're going to usually get beat. So I'd rather stick to sports. That's what I do best.
Lee Sterling is with us. ParamountSports.com is the website. I always point out he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy talking some gambling. We're at MGM. UM, I know you're a big Hurricanes fan. Right. UM is 100-1 to win the national championship next season. Certainly a long shot, but the odds would indicate that. Should I take a flyer on that? Put 100 bucks, win 10 grand?
No.
Okay. Let me write down. Was that a no? That was a definitive no?
Here's the problem. I think they're going to lose the first game, even though the last 3 weeks have been incredible for the University of Miami. You know, after, you know, the last 3 months have been just absolutely, up until these last 3 weeks, horrendous. They were losing recruits, losing games. I think there's still a good chance they're going to lose that first game to Florida. If that happens, they're done. I mean, their schedule is easy. After Florida, they may not play another ranked team unless they ended up winning, you know, probably the ACC Coastal. So the schedule sets up nicely if they had a team. But look at the difference in players. I mean, if you think Miami is there, even a Florida State, go to a game and stand next to the Alabama offensive or defensive lineman or the Clemson players. I mean, I'm not just talking about the offensive or defensive lineman. Look at a receiver like Justin Ross, the kid who played for Clemson, had the 3 one-handed catches. I mean, Miami's got some nice guys. Jeff Thomas is going to be a pro. He'll get picked second, third round. But this kid, Justin Ross, guys like that, I mean, he might go in the first 2-3 picks. This is a guy that's a game changer.
And Lee, speaking of college football, this whole, what is it called, transfer portal.
Yeah.
Wait, can we capitalize on that, like Oklahoma, Jalen Hurts, or even Miami with Tate Martell, or is that already taken into account?
Oh, no. I mean, there's some more things that can happen. I mean, they're getting guys, it seems like, every other day, and I think it's going to keep happening. I think Miami is still about 12 to 15 guys under the scholarship limit. So until they fill in some of the weaknesses they had in the last couple years drafting and some of these defections, like a defensive tackle, offensive line, they're going to have to use it, and I think it can be a nice tool, a nice bridge to get them through till next year. Next year, huge class 2020 around the country, especially in South Florida. If Manny Diaz continues on this roll and he gets four or five guys to flip in the next couple weeks and he has a good 2020, you know, things can be turned around. It's all about the players. I mean, coaches, Nick Saban is a difference maker, but Nick Saban, with even this Miami roster, wouldn't have won more than 9 games last year.
All right, let me get into some picks here because I don't want to run out of time. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. First of all, Pacquiao Broner, tomorrow night pay-per-view. Do you bet boxing at all?
No. Used to be a big fan, went to many fights with my dad and his buddies. I mean, I even attended Ali Holmes, still have the pillow I sat on it, about fourth row center, but not into it the last 8 or 10 years. More into the UFC. I can give you a couple. Let me give you a UFC fight to look at. Real interesting fight. This would be like Channing going up against you, Mark. It's going to
so
be
so pretty even. Pretty even.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, and it's only 5-1. Gregor Gillespie is going to be taking on Yancy Medeiros. This is going to be like Khabib over McGregor. This kid, Gregor Gillespie, 12-0 record, 5-0 in the UFC, Division I All-American wrestler and national champion. He's going to be all over this kid, Medeiros. I lay 500 to win 100. This is like getting a free $100 in the UFC on Saturday night.
All right, so minus 500, but you're saying lock it in.
Yeah, it's easy money, free money.
All right, easy money. We like easy money. Heat are in Detroit tonight, by the way. Heat are getting 1.5 last I looked. Do you like that game at all?
I would probably, not a big play, but probably favor Detroit here plus the 1.5, minus the 1.5. I just think that the Heat on the road traditionally has not been great. I know this year they've been better, but I think from last week going forward, I think you're going to see them better at home and have some struggles on the road, and they've always had trouble with Drummond. I mean, he seems to routinely end up with 15 to 20 rebounds, and he'll score in double digits also against the Heat front line. So give me Detroit, small play over the Heat tonight.
Okay, let's look at Sunday. Championship Sunday. New Orleans, they host the Rams. Saints are 3-point favorites.
Well, I think something's wrong with New Orleans. You know, they've averaged only 295 yards per game over the last 5 games. You know, have one super receiver in Michael Thomas, but in this game, he's going to be covered not by Marcus Peters, by Aqib Talib, who missed the first game. So I don't see him catching more than 4 or 5 balls in this game. And for the Saints, two big, big losses here. Sheldon Rankins, best defensive lineman, he's not out. And guys aren't out for the offensive line for the New Orleans Saints, but two key offensive linemen are banged up. And if you watched the game last week, the Philadelphia defensive line, I thought, dominated play. New Orleans somehow willed their way into winning that game and give them all the props in the world. But I think it helps the Rams that they played them once already in New Orleans. They fell behind in that game 35-14 and clawed back to a 35-35 tie until they surrendered 10 points late in the game. But I think the Rams are the right side, and I think Todd Gurley might have a big game here. Give me the Rams here, plus the 3, and you might even get 3.5 some spots.
All right, and then the late game, Kansas City hosting New England. People are torn on this one, man. New England getting 3 points.
Well, I think playing at home is a big, big factor for Kansas City. Their defense has been incredible at home. A lot of people don't realize it. Their defense leads the NFL with 51 sacks. They got three guys that a lot of people don't talk about, but certainly put pressure on the quarterback and get a lot of quarterback hits. And Chris Jones with 12.5 sacks, and linebacker duo of Dee Ford and Justin Houston. These two guys, and Houston missed the first game. These two guys combined for 22 sacks and 41 quarterbacks hits on the year. So I think Mahomes is going to hit on some chunk plays here more than the Patriots will be able to get here. And Sony Michel had a big game last week, even with it being cold. At one point they thought it was going to be single digits. Now they're estimating the game's going to be played mid-30s. That's going to be real cold for Sony Michel. He might fumble the ball here. I don't see him coming close to the big 100-yard game he had, plus-yard game in the game last week. Give me Kansas City. They're going to the Super Bowl for the first time in 49 years. Chiefs 31-21. The king is dead.
Wow, he's calling it already. The king is dead. Tom Brady is done by double digits. That would be a passing of the torch, no question. If they beat him by double digits, no question. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Quickly on the way out here, give me a couple random plays that Crowder and I can get in on here as the sports book is calling our name.
Okay, and the NBA tonight, I like the Portland Trailblazers minus the 2.5 to 3. I think the Pelicans. I've got some real problems. Can't match up against teams with real good guard play. And Portland's been sitting there waiting for a couple days for this game, so they're at home, and New Orleans had to travel yesterday for this game. Long road trip. I like that. Another UFC fight. I'm going to give you an underdog. Donald Cowboy Cerrone, plus 160 against Alexander Hernandez. Real interesting fight. There'll be a lot of action. At least most people know about Cerrone. He comes to fight even when he loses, but he's dropping down from 170 in the welterweight weight to 155 in the lightweight class, and he's looking to win a championship. He might be able to do it. And Alexander Hernandez in his last fight looked like he did a fake touch of gloves with the other guy, faked like he was going to touch, and he ended up knocking down his opponent. So he's not going to be a crowd favorite. Give me Cerrone here. Plus 160, and then also give you a prop for the one of the championship games. Actually, both of them, the championship games, you can play the over 8.5 total touchdown passes, and both games combined minus 150. I think you'll see 10 or 11 touchdown passes combined in the two games. So give me over for minus 150, over 8.5 total touchdown passes in the two games.
All right, I like it. Lee Sterling, again, the website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. As to betting UM to win the national championship next season, he says, think about it. No, he said definitive no.
Right.
He likes the Pistons tonight, laying the points, small play maybe. Sunday, he likes the Rams getting the points, and he likes KC laying the points. And if you're looking for a little dibble-dabble this weekend, the Blazers tonight in the NBA, Donald Cerrone, UFC tomorrow night, plus 160. And he likes the prop bet over 8.5 total TD passes in both the conference championship games combined on Sunday. Thank you, Lee. Always a pleasure, and hopefully we'll be wealthier when we speak to you next time.
Let's hope so, guys. Have a great weekend.
Lee Sterling, as we are live in Las Vegas, courtesy of our friends at Showtime. In the next segment, there's a couple of options here. Raul Marquez is walking around, boxing analyst for Showtime. Scotty Farrell is walking around, the evening night host, really, on CBS Sports Radio, and a former local host. And both of them are interesting and intriguing people. So I'm going to corral one of them, and we'll talk with them when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.